No, Affleck looks like he should be on a beach sipping on margaritas, even if he's in the Batman. It just, it doesn't, you have to understand, putting all that I said aside, to me, he's too clean cut. He looks like, okay, he looks like he stepped out of a sauna and into his Batman suit. It's not like he woke up and dragged his ass out of bed and he's got cuts and you can see, like, it doesn't look like he's been rugged hell. And exactly, he looks pampered, like he came out of a Beverly Hills frickin' Japanese masseuse thing.
Hey everybody, it's Rick from Scratched. Just wanted to let you know a couple of programming notes. Number one, we were unable to put together an episode this week because health matters just got the best of two of us. And unfortunately, we were unable to put together something. So we got together and said the best thing to do, rather than leave y'all hanging, is put together what's called a best of episode. So this is the best of the six episodes we have managed to put together so far. Hopefully that will tide you over to the next one. Secondly, please feel free to check out our website, scratched.net. Also, if you are an iTunes user, please feel free to drop us a line if you could and give us a rating and let us know what you think of the show. And that's pretty much it in terms of housekeeping. I'm going to turn you over to what is really going to be episode 107, and it's the best of Scratched.
Quicksilver was part of the team.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
And mm-hmm. he was the first openly gay superhero.
Hmm. Yeah.
Or not openly, like they didn't, like he was always making gay jokes or like, you know, that he's fond of gayness in his in the comic. And it's like leaving the reader like, wait a second, that was pretty gay, Quicksilver. You know, and like slowly started to figure out that the guy's a, you know, he's playing hockey at the other end of the so, you know.
That's a new one.
I might steal that, but yeah, he got captured by Mole Man on his very first mission. Cyclops had to go in and save him. I remember that. He did a lot of crossover stuff, though, too. He was in...
Oh, I bet he did.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. In terms of storylines crossing, though, he did a lot of stuff. He Mighty Avengers,
he sure did.
And there was a Children's Crusade, and there's all kinds of stuff.
No.
So... went off with Captain America once.
Well, I didn't read that story.
Mm-hmm. So Marvel does this recap, right? It's Earth version, whatever. There was these multiple universes that exploded, right? And he's actually hetero in one of them, in one of the Rebirth comics. And
everybody's hetero in an alternate universe.
You know, not always.
But Quicksilver... But Quicksilver's gay in this one.
In this universe, yes. I agree.
Hey, I just want to... There's nothing... I'm not here to be socially... what's the word?
Politically
but
correct.
That Quicksilver... Yeah, politically correct. But that Quicksilver and his green little tighties, that little lightning bolt going down the crack, I'm sorry.
Dude, I think you spent a long time paying attention to this character.
Well, it was shocking. He'd be... Like, everybody... Like... Dude, like, you know, Wolverine had the hots for like a million chicks.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
he's
trying to steal chicks from other guys. You know, you have freaking this guy, even the robot. What was his name with the red and the green dot?
Oh.
What was that guy's name? Vision.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Vision. Was it Vision? Yeah, it was Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had a chick, man. He had Scarlet Witch, which was hot back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
In the comic books, going back to Quicksilver, he was part of the team of Alpha Flight, and he had a sister, and she was like an ice chick, and she was like she had ice powers or something like that.
Didn't he? You remember? He showed up in Age of Ultron, didn't he? Quicksilver, white hair.
Yeah, he did.
And, yeah, I have paid attention to that one. Not one of my favorites.
I enjoyed it. That was all right. Oh no, wait. I was thinking Civil War.
Civil War was okay.
I didn't see. Yeah, it was okay. Yeah. I liked it.
Age of Ultron.
How dare you?
Scratched. I'll ask this to Rick. Rick, And I hope you know this, and I think you do, because this rumor started, and it's back in the 80s.
About me?
There was a rumor. Yes.
It was great.
There was a rumor between Mick Jagger and another famous
Richard Gere
musician. No, that was a hamster. Yeah. We're talking about...
It really was. That's not a joke. I don't know if it's true or not, but it was a rumor. I will verify that.
And you, wait a second. You just totally screwed up my whole thing, so let's go with that, because it's even better than...
It's the only rumor.
You probably know the other one, but how did that hamster thing... And by the way, I think Richard Gere's kick-ass, so my personally... But how did that hamster...
I have no idea.
No. Hold on. I don't know this rumor, so you have to tell me what it is.
Oh, God. All right.
Rick, go for it.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rick is about to tell us... Rick is about to take us on a journey.
Yes, a journey. Brace yourselves. We're going dark. All right. So the story... is that Richard Gere was frisky, let's say, and experimental. I think that's a good word. I'll go with experimental, yes. And an animal, the rumor is a hamster, was wrapped in some sort of tape, potentially ducked, and then inserted... In a...
Rectally.
Yes.
You see how easy that is? He shoved that sucker up. No, here's the thing.
But see, that's why I was hedging. I didn't want to go there.
See, but...
This is audio.
I didn't hear that part about the duct tape. I thought it was just pure hamster straight up.
No.
That's what I thought.
I've heard it all, right? I've heard it all. But just, you know what? Moving on.
I'm sorry, I can't. Scratched.
I was at Walmart here in Miami, my favorite place to be, and there was a lady, really a young girl, very elegant, very nice, slender girl, and I'm walking, minding my business, because I don't like to, like, I go to Walmart to get what I need, and I take off, because I don't want to deal with the craziness. But she stopped me, which is a no-no for me. You don't stop me. But she looks so nice. I guess that's why they hired her. And she said, sir, what internet provider? Yeah, that's the sound. And she had a little bit of a German accent, but not quite. Anyways, so...
Hold on. German as in, like, angry German?
You are going to buy my cable now!
No, it could have...
Or like the gentle Fräulein...
Yeah, like a throw line,
James Bond villain.
But maybe it wasn't even German. Maybe it was more Dutch.
So, you're gonna piss off Willem Coulson, dude. We love you, Willem.
What?
We love you.
Or maybe it wasn't Dutch. Maybe it was like Norwegian or something. Well, anyways, she was very nice, and she said, "Hey, what internet provider?" And I looked at her and I said, "Listen, if you're..." I don't mean to be mean, but I am a very tough sell, so I'll just tell you right off the bat, don't worry about me, I appreciate you taking the time, but it's not... And dude, she hooked me. She said, oh, just tell me, what's your internet? I said, okay, it's AT&T, and I hate them. And there was an AT&T guy right behind me and stuff, and because they were doing, like, they were trying to push, you know, Walmart allows for... I don't know what they do. So...
Secondary vendors.
So she said, you could do Comcast or Xfinity, and we'll hook you up with this price for a year, and your speed will increase to, I don't know what. It was a great deal. What?
It's 50. The average residential speed is around 50 megabytes up, down, and 10 up.
I could use that. So, and she said for 40 something bucks or 30 bucks, I don't know what the deal was. There was a deal. And it sounded good. But here was my worry. She said, oh, all you have to do is purchase you can rent or pay monthly for your router, or you could buy one from here. But at the time, I was like, listen, it sounds like really great. but I don't make rash decisions like that. So I take my time and, you know, usually I never say yes right there and then ever to any, you know, ever.
Right.
I just don't do that. So,
oh, yeah.
So, she said, oh, well, just give me your phone number and I'll reach out to you and, you know, this and that. And I said, well, look, and she's a nice looking young lady. And I said, well, look, I don't like to give out my number because then propaganda, you know, I don't do that. And she said, oh, well, just maybe you can give me your, and I said, well, look, how about this? You give me your number, you know, and that way I can I'll call you if I'm interested. And she the look on her face was like, whoa, my number? You know, it's okay for me to give her my number, but she don't want the opposite way is true, right? And I was thinking just totally business-minded, you know, although she was a very nice-looking lady.
As you've said.
But, as I've said like 20 times.
Scratched.
What were you trying to get at with that?
I'm just saying there are folks that don't know the limit, right? We will draw, and again, it's like you were, when we were talking about setting this whole thing up, and you brought up that which must not ever be mentioned again for our name, okay? Because I don't want to go into a 2-hour monologue about that. But when you brought that up, your whole point was we need to push a limit. We need to think beyond the boundaries. And I know why you were doing it. You wanted us to go way the heck out there and then come back somewhere in the middle between, oh, Jesus, gravity, between, for those of you who are listening, that was almost a coffee foul, pretty bad. You were trying to draw us way out so we could come back to not quite that safe point, but not, you know, Clockwork Orange kind of craziness, right? Yeah, so I totally get it. And that is essentially what I was referring to, is that mentality. Listen, you're going to go to New York City. You're going to see two naked dudes laying on each other for 8.5 hours, right? And that is art. You think I'm making this up.
Can you see his feed yet? Can you see his video yet?
Who's this, Eloy's? Because I'm not making that video. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now. No way. That's like 3 strikes. You're out.
Who's making that video? Who's making that video? Not me. Come on.
Nope. Coward. Here. Thank you. But that's my point, right? You go way beyond that boundary of what is acceptable. And to the point where it's disgusting to a vast majority of people that can see that. But again, that may be what they're trying to get to. They're trying to get that, evoke that crazy, oh my God, you've just totally destroyed my Christian values horribly with what you've just shown me. And now I'm in danger of burning in hell, or, you know, whatever theology you ascribe to, right? No offense, Ryan. I don't have any.
But if you don't like it, why are you there? Why are you, you
know? I totally know.
Do you see what I mean?
How do I know about it?
Right,
because there is that side that Eloy lurks in all of us.
No, that I'm not lurking. I'm not lurking in this New York under. Whoa, I said you can leave that out. I'm not lurking. There's no lurking going on.
No, that was a
damn,
shot.
Don't use Eloy's lurking. Don't use Eloy's lurking in context of New York freaking like porn, live porn art.
Yeah.
No, Eloy will not lurk. I'm not lurking, 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 lurking.
Hello, Clarice.
When I was a little kid, I remember this. I would be in ready to go to bed. I was a little kid, and my mom would put and my grandma, when she'd come over to visit, these little, because, you know, they were Catholic, you know, and they put these little statuettes on the dresser, and I'd, you know, and they'd say, okay, here, Eloy, we're gonna put the little statuettes there, and then, so
the saints.
One of them, the saints. Mm-hmm. And, but here's the thing, as a little kid, I don't know about you guys, I don't know if you grew up Catholic or not, but, mm-hmm. I can't look at little things looking at me while I'm sleeping, dude. Those little statues were wickedly scary to me. True. And they're supposed to represent goodness and this and that. To me, they were freaking frightening. I didn't like them, and so they'd leave and close the door. I'd get up, I'd grab them, and I'd toss them in the drawer, and I'd look at them like, screw you, guy, and I'd close the door. There's no way I could deal with statuettes.
Didn't you have your St. Craftsman idol out on your workbench today?
Yeah, we have a St. Craftsman.
I should have, right?
That's new Saint to me.
St. Bosch? I don't know.
Wow. I knew there was a St. Makita, but I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was off base there. My apologies.
I don't know about Craftsman. They just were sold to somebody. Somebody bought them.
I saw that.
I don't know.
But they're still going to be sold at Sears, though. It's just going to be, it's going to belong to someone else.
How much longer Sears will be open?
About a month, give or take. But I don't know. I had the same thing. My grandmother, God rest her, a fine Irish lady, very Catholic. Oh my God! Matter of fact, my aunt was supposed to be a nun at one point, and that sort of fell apart. But whatever. She was forever doing stuff like that, statuettes, and here's your St. Christopher's medal. Make sure you rub it 25 times and turn 23 times in a circle counterclockwise towards the southwest at Thursday on the first new moon, you know, all that stuff, you know. It wasn't so much the statuettes that freaked me out, but the ritualism behind it, you know. And I had a really difficult time with that, just because one of the commandments is thou shalt have no other or false gods. Ryan, help me here. I'm the worst Catholic
ever. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Yeah,
or worship false idols or something like that.
Yeah,
something like that. It just didn't feel right. And since we're on the topic, Saint Mary, Jesus's mother, how is that part of this Trinity?
Oh, don't get me started on that.
I'm just saying, you know, I grew up in it. Yeah. I've been immersed in it. I'm sure my aunt, if she's ever going to listen to this, will probably genuflect about 400 times. But sorry, Carol.
Yeah, I don't get that, but that's another discussion for another day, I suppose.
It's just interesting. And I think the broader
and all religions based off of that Judeo-Christian founding or whatever, because, you know, there's so many denominations and different sects, and it's ridiculous how many different things they believe that get so misconstrued from a base.
Right.
There is a base belief, believe it or not. I mean, I'm sure you guys know that.
Of course.
There's a base belief, and then everything gets diluted and misshapen, and it's just, it's ridiculous.
Like the telephone game.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
When I was like 15 or 16, you have to do that Catholic thing where you get, what is it, confirmation or...
Yeah, confirmation. I have a great story about that when you're ready.
Well, this is probably going to be in line with a good story. So my mom said, Eloy, you are going to start going to the confirmation classes.
Catechism
at St. Agatha's, which is down the road here.
Oh, no joke. Let me stop you. Hold on. That's my nickname for Amy.
Agatha?
Agatha. I'm not even
so
kidding.
Gonna use
She's going to love that this made it into the podcast, by the way.
My grandmother's name is Agatha, by the way.
No way.
No relation. Yeah. No relation to the actual church, but whatever. So it's funny how that works. But so my mom said, Eloy, you're going to have to start going because you have to do this because in the future you want to get married by the church and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't want to get married. I don't want to get married by the church. I don't want to get married by no one. And I don't want to do church. I want to be at home and watch, you know, whatever. I don't want to go from school to... I want to go home and, like, not think of anything. And she said, no, you have to go. And my dad said, son, you have to... You're going to have to do that. It's just, you know, just... It's good for you. And I was like, oh, crap. So I started going. And it was a specific day. I don't remember. And we'd sit there. And, like, the guy would say, you have to remember all these things. It's just horrible. And it kept on going until one day I was there. And I said, you know what? I can just walk home. And I got up in the middle of class. And I said, screw this. And I walked home down 107th and opened the gate, walked in. And I said, Mom, I'm home. And there was nobody there, dude. Like, Mom, Dad, but the cars were there. I was like, Mom, Dad. I went into my room. The other, I went to the kitchen. So I went into their room. I opened the door, and they are thumping and a bumping, yo. Dude.
Wow.
Dude, I opened the door.
That's why it's important for you to go to those classes.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And my, oh my goodness, they were like not clothed. I can't even say the other word. And my dad.
All red faced and puffy.
Oh man, and my dad said, "Mom, your mom is resting. Just go out so she's resting." And they're naked.
Oh my.
Oh dude, to this day it hurts, it's a scar. My eyes. Oh man, you have no idea. You have no idea. Well, I don't know if you have an idea.
I'm just helping her over the fence.
I'm going back to church now, guys.
I'm going to pray for your immortal souls. Oh my God.
You know what's funny? After that, they never asked me to go back again to the freaking classes. Like it was done. Because the gig was up, right? It was
so to speak.
It was discovered. It was discovered what it was. It was fun time for the parents, and the kid must suffer. No, dude.
That's
so
awesome.
What was your story like?
So I can't believe you were 15, but I was a lot younger. I remember being like somewhere around 6 or 7, and we go through confirmation and all that other good stuff. Well, nobody tells me much about this, so I'm just going along my merry way. Everybody that was in my school, which was, you know, public school, was also in the church, and I'm the first one to go through. So nobody knows anything, so I just show up to these classes, have fun with my friends. Somebody says, "You're good to go." I had no idea what they meant. Mom says, "You need to put your suit and your shoes on." And in those days, we had these shoes that you only wore for Sunday. That's it. Period. End of story. Along with the clothes, too. So I'm in the suit, and I'm thinking, yeah, I'm looking really good. This is great. You know, whatever. I look to my right when we're in the church, and there's this lovely Hispanic child about my age dressed in a long white dress, and she's got this veil on her head. And I thought, holy crap, they're marrying me off, and I don't even know this person, right?
So, for real?
Yeah, honest to God, this is no joke. I thought they were going to marry me off, and off I was supposed to go and get a job and all this other. I didn't know who was going to.
Was she hot?
No. I don't remember, but I'm sure she wasn't. I'm thinking, who's going to take care of my dog, Max? He was a little dachshund. He couldn't live without me. I'm not even out of first grade yet. The whole nine yards is running through my head as we're walking up and down this aisle. And I'm dumb.
That's hilarious.
I'm a very dumb kid. My father will attest to that. I get up, and the priest is asking us questions, and all, I swear to God, the only thing I can answer is, I do. And I just wait, because, you know, you don't want to be the bad guy and leave her without a husband. I mean,
Wait a second. Are you telling me that you said, okay, this is how things go, and I'm just going to have to power through?
Just,
that's what you were
thinking. He just came to terms with it.
Instantaneous acceptance is like, well, this is what you got to do. Because that's how we were raised. And my grandfather, 6'5", 285 pounds, all sheer muscle, knocked out a mule on a farm one day, barehanded, is standing less than 3 feet away from me. And if that old man has to get up out of his seat, there's going to be hell to pay. And we don't want to pay that kind of hell. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you did what you were told, and that was the end of that. So I literally thought for the first, you know, 2 years of school, hey, I'm a married man. I can't even talk to girls, you know. And finally, one day, somebody said, no, you're just Catholic.
But I'm going to have to ask you some questions here, because now I'm curious as heck, yeah. You know. So, like,
am I married? Probably. Which will come as quite a shock to Sherry, I'm sure. Go ahead.
Well, like, well, if that's the case, it has.
I just pictured some.
Sorry,
I
I'm
just
watching
pictured
right.
Some Hispanic woman showing up at your door someday.
Hola, this is your baby. Oh, fat and wheezy. Yeah, must be me.
Scratched. What's it called? What's it called, Rick? Oh, what's your spot on Maker's Wanted called again?
Oh, Deep Thoughts from a Shallow Bowl. Yeah. Yeah.
That look you give the camera right before you hit.
Absolutely. Priceless. Just priceless.
Yeah. That was totally on the fly. When Sherry and I first got together, we actually met at work, and we had a really tight-knit group between the section that I worked in and her section, and we were all talking and whatever after work. We'd go out and do whatever. But I used to go home, and we weren't living together at that point, and I would, first thing you do, you know, you get home and you take care of business, so to speak, and I would have these deep, long conversations with people, kind of like we do. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to encapsulate that, and I'm going to start sending out these texts as I'm having these thoughts occur to me while I'm on the crapper, you know. And it was called Deep Thoughts from a Shallow Bowl. That was the first text, and then the next one was the actual thought. And when I stopped doing that, people were like, why didn't I get a text last night? I was like, oh, I was just screwing around with that, you know. And eventually people were just like demanding it, you know. It's like, really? You're going to be kidding me? That's so gross.
So you're saying this is actually a thing, though, that there's an actual, people want.
He had a legitimate blog that he did from his toilet.
Wow, it was just text messages, yeah, to people I worked with.
All right, microblog.
Yeah, random crazy things that occurred to me while I'm taking a crap. I mean,
that is when the best thoughts come.
I keep very close to my toilet area. I keep Harbor Freight catalog little booklets and stuff. I just love, like, when I see, every time I pass, you know, turn the page and I see, like, something that I'd like to buy, it's like, whoa, yeah! It's like you're almost riding a horse sitting up on there.
You know they don't do that anymore, right, Eloy? We have the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not while you're crapping.
Yeah, your tablet or your phone.
What?
Right. No, I don't see. That's one thing that I can't adjust with. Sitting with the little phone. I mean, if it's a tablet, I could deal with.
I see.
With,
he wants to cover up.
But I can't. No, I want to see. I can barely see the phone, dude.
No, you're pushing too hard then. If you start seeing dots, you should probably stop, you know, think about things for a second. Maybe consider onions that are not in a jar.
I just screwed you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. We do this all the time, and it's...
It broke up, and just at the last second, I started speaking. Shut up, Eloy.
You're done. Alan, you're done. Let's move on to Ryan. Ryan, you're
I will leave this.
Okay. And that's great, Ryan. That's great,
you're
Ryan.
The worst,
Rick, what do you have to say?
Worst host I've ever heard.
Okay. Episode complete.